for listening. Sit down and I think about life in a way it spins around. Never know why we on this route, but it feels right every time the pen come out. So I write until I'm numb, till my breath is nearly gone. Yeah, these lyrics all I got, so I be on it till I'm done, yeah. And it really feels harsh to say that the ones that mean the most are the ones that push me away to the point that the edge I'm on too close. But now these songs get done and all these fans arise. They push me to the hype, I thought you all was down a ride. But this is what they told me, yeah, this is what I chose. This passion that I feel, it isn't wrong, I feel it's grown. I'm driven to succeed, I'm leaving failure down the road. And looking past all these mistakes that paint the picture in my zone. Trust me, ain't no way that I am stopping. Headed forward to my future, only sit down when I'm dropping. They tend to trick my mind, but when they think they pick my pocket, in the end they trick themselves, cause giving up is not an option. Yeah. So I guess this is goodbye.
How to be mindful when I'm thinking about the past. And the Buddha talked about prospective mindfulness and retrospective mindfulness. So one can be mindful as one's aware of the future, as one's planning, thinking, creating, trying, working. And one can be mindful also of the past. So this is really important, because sometimes we think about our past and we think about the past as something that truly existed once, and we don't see really from a meditator's perspective that you can only experience the past in the present moment. So mindfulness really has to do with activity, with walking, with talking, with eating, with engaging in conversation or what have you. Mindfulness includes everything. It's about being present with what's actually going on, but not in a stiff or a fixed way. I think a better translation of mindfulness, rather than just being aware of the present moment, would be generosity. The street level of mindfulness, or what it looks like in people's lives really devoted to practice, is the blossoming, the cultivation, flourishing of generosity, a generous spirit. When we're less concerned with ourselves, when we're really in an embodied way involved in what's actually happening in present experience, the fact is we are more generous.